I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, March 27th, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It's, can I say it's Julie Friday? I can say that, right? So that's exciting. Anyway, it's a wild and dystopic ride and, we shall embark or, you know, further embark, as it were. This year is the subject of war, sort of the, generally speaking, the theme of the year is war. I need to just lean into it and do it because it's just, it's an itch that I can't scratch. The splinter in my mind driving me mad. I just need to lean into it. So today I think what we'll do is we'll go a little bit faster. Usually I don't do that exactly. And it feels, I don't know, stilted or something. Maybe in a word, constipated. Feels like, you know, it's not getting out there. So we'll move a little bit faster. It'll be probably seem a little bit random, maybe not. Maybe it'll be a good thing in today's world where we just get these sound bites constantly. And, you know, it's 20-second attention span world down to 8 to 10 seconds. Maybe it'll be a good thing. So we'll float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, and see what happens. On this day, born on this day, Charles McKay, the author of the infamous Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds, published back in 1841, which is an interesting book and an interesting read. I've talked about that in the past, and it has significant application in this day and age. I think mass everything is a disservice to us. It's very interesting. One of the things I'll probably talk about is the CIA a little bit today. Speaking of the CIA, they're hiring, and they boast a very diverse work environment. You can go to cia.gov/careers/jobs. It's very strange, and also they have their diversity and inclusion deal there. CIA, DEIA. No, that's not another agency. That's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. And I think accessibility in terms of web stuff, I think of, you know, it's for the machines mostly, but also it's for the things, the otherworldly things that want to inhabit the bodies that DARPA's busy conscripting people to make for otherworldly things. But that's a different discussion. So there's the diversity and inclusion page, cia.gov/careers/working@CIA/diversity and inclusion. And this reminds me of mass everything. And, you know, the CIA obviously is at the tip of the spear, the leading bleeding edge of all things mass manipulation. So join a diverse and dynamic workforce at the CIA. We bring the best of who we are to protect our national interests. I think all this stuff should be ridiculed because it's evil. Ridiculed for the evil that it is. It's being glamorized. I'm fascinated watching these things. Enrique Rick Prado is being reinvented as some national hero. And it reminds me of Michael Milken. If you remember the SNL days, Milken was an economic terrorist who went to prison for a little while. Now, all of a sudden, he's a darling. He has a foundation. And, you know, we've played some of the talks that they've done, actually. And he's a hero. Oh, my goodness. Such a hero. Same thing with Enrique Rick Prado. You know, Kofor Black says Rick Prado is a legendary CIA operations officer. And coming from Kofor Black, I mean, gosh. So we've come a long way. And I would say a short period of time. I don't know about you, but we all are suffering from the fog of war. I've mentioned it ever since it was published. I've mentioned Patrick Porter's piece on the what's the soldiers fighting alone, the wars of the market security state, that piece, and the idea that he mentions in it that you know, the quote that the soldiers are fighting on the front lines, and it's actually, you know, the people are at the mall. As he writes, a widely circulated photograph of a written statement on a whiteboard in a forward operating base in Iraq. America is not at war. The Marines are at war. America is at the mall. And nonetheless, I think we all have suffered from the fog of war. We have a generation. We, you know, when you institutionalize war as a career path for everyone from top to bottom, and you have this separation that people don't see, that like Smedley Butler wrote in War is a Racket, it's the only racket in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. But those are divergent interests. The losses are reckoned in lives to the plebs, but the profits are reckoned in dollars to those who don't get involved. You know, the philosopher kings, the foreign policy experts, the minions of the super capitalists, so to speak. They say things like what we've played Patrick Claussen saying many times. I frankly think that crisis initiation is tough. It's really tough. Getting America to war. You know, what would be best for U.S. interests? And we play the clip of Howard Zinn talking about patriotism and what U.S. interests means, what constitutes U.S. interests, and who defines that term. So, I think we suffer from malaise. We have this generation of folks that has been through the meat grinder, whether they've been on the front lines or not. Now we suffer from this, the sort of after effects of this, PTSD and so forth, in ways that most people don't even comprehend. And it's sort of rotting out the soul of America in ways. And it's been, I guess it's been a generation now since publication of Evan Wright's book all those years ago. And that just seems like a million years ago. I mean, that might as well be Vietnam, the early days of the global war on terror. Evan Wright's book, Generation Kill, which seems to have been revised. Now it's just How to Get Away with Murder in America. Drug Lord's Dirty Poles. Obsessed Cops and the Quiet Man Who Became the CIA's Master Killer. Speaking of Enrique Rick Prado. Generation Kill. Been a million years since Generation Kill. And, you know, the HBO series and all of that. Been a million years, been a generation since then. And, you know, his synopsis, Evan Wright's synopsis, that Vietnam was, we were told Vietnam was the generation where a bunch of kids went to war and lost their innocence. And he contrasts that with the generation that was conscripted, though there was no draft, conscripted more in Bernaysian sort of fashion to the global war on terror, which was a complete ruse, still is, obviously, $14 trillion later. And he says, you know, this is the generation that lost their innocence before they went to war, and that's why he uses the comparison of the music, for example, the gangster rap and stuff that young people were using. And now, that was a time when that was ugly. Now, speaking of Enrique Rick Prado, now that's all being glamorized. Now it's sexy, which is an indication of where we are and how far we have come or how far we've fallen. It's a sad indication of where we are. So now we've all sort of succumbed to the notion that the, you know, speaking of the soldiers fighting alone, Patrick Porter's piece, The Wars of the Market Security State, we've all sort of succumbed to the notion that the market security state is the lone employer, which sounds vaguely familiar. Hayek's Road to Serfdom. chapter 9, which, by the way, is followed by chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. Chapter 9, Security and Freedom. Hayek opens with those two quotes. Lenin, in the State and Revolution, chapter 5, the whole of society will become a single office and a single factory with equality of work and equality of pay. Hey, the CIA is all about that. At the CIA, we bring the best of who we are to protect the to protect our national interests. Who defines those? Do we all agree? Does it correlate at, you know, in any sense to the Constitution? Because if it doesn't, what is that? Where is the justification for the CIA charter in the Constitution? Where is it? If we say that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land and you have people swearing an oath to uphold and defend it, and that means something in particular. Speaking of that, Kyle Serafin gave a talk recently in Idaho, and he talked about the nuanced what that means. It doesn't mean that you are protecting bureaucracy and administrative fourth branch nonsense. It means you're protecting the citizen from the encroachment of big government. In essence, that's my sort of paraphrasing. And so is that what the CIA is doing? If it's an abomination and an aberration to the Constitution, then I think it should be ridiculed and it should be demolished. It's not sexy, it's evil. To uphold this extraordinary responsibility, we strive to maintain a diverse, equitable, and accessible workplace where all voices are heard, respected, and valued. Is that so? Because, you know, there are numerous books that we could point to. We could point to any number of things. You know, Peter Dale Scott's work, James Perloff's work, the folks who've come out of the agency, back to guys like Ralph McGahee, who's probably my favorite to mention, and several others who have voiced their concern, guys like John Stockton, and others. Not John Stockton. What's his name? Oh, gosh. Terrible. Well, what do you do? Apparently, I'm getting old. Good grief. I'll think of it in a minute. John Stockwell, obviously. John Stockton's a basketball player, for Pete's sake. Gonzaga graduate. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Many, many other folks who have voiced their concerns along the way and were not heeded, were not listened to, were ignored, and said this is why we blew the whistle, and to what avail. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all have
welcome back.
Fun. You know what I mean. Sleeping.
I feel like we could throw in a Richard theme excerpt here also. We could throw in, I don't know, a variety of excerpts. Let's see. Maybe we will. Maybe we shall. Where to begin? Where to begin? So it would be about 9 minutes, 28 seconds into DEFCON 22, I think, is kind of where we want to start. And where it ends, nobody knows. Where to end it is a good question. Well, maybe I'll save that for the next segment. We'll do that in the next segment because it's going to be an extended, probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes, something like that, right around the middle. The blurring of the lines, quoting Tim Melly, when democracy relies on entertainment to provide knowledge of its secret affairs, the contradictions of empire are normalized to invisibility, quote unquote, through a blurring of fictional and real operations. And there's also all the other stuff, you know, suspension of disbelief and everything. Anyway, the other quote from Hayek's Road to Serfdom, chapter 9. What is the title of chapter 9 again? Oh, yeah, security and freedom, because you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We don't need anyone on that wall. It's a myth. Actually, Colonel Jessup needs us to need him on that wall. That's how that really works. And his existence is grotesque, and it should go away. He should be, I don't know, bagging groceries at the grocery store or something. So Lenin, the whole of society will have become a single office and a single factory with equality of work and equality of pay. And followed by Trotsky, this is to open Hayek's Road to Serfdom, chapter 9, titled Security and Freedom. Followed by Trotsky from The Revolution Betrayed, chapter 11. In a country where the sole employer is the state, opposition means death by slow starvation. The old principle, who does not eat, who does not work, shall not eat, has been replaced by a new one, who does not obey, shall not eat. And so what you quickly come to realize at the CIA, like in the military and everywhere else, it's a communist organization. They say where all voices are heard, respected, and valued. That's because it's all the same voice. We offer a unique environment to work with people who have a broad range of backgrounds, interests, experience, and perspectives. But not really, because it all funnels into one. It's the Borg. And they, the latest deal is they are quoting William J. Burns. We're committed to shaping a workforce that fully reflects the diversity. And shaping and reflects are interesting words. Anyway, the diversity of the American society. We cannot compete successfully on that landscape if everyone looks like me, talks like me, and thinks like me. That's ridiculous, because that's exactly what happens. That's exactly what happens. It's a meta transformation, though. The Gulag Archipelago. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Kibar Atman, says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You can start out at the CIA, you can do fun, cool stuff and play with fun, cool toys and work with fun, cool people around the world. Suborning folks, probably need to play the clip of Mike Pompeo at some point. You know? We lied. You know, we had entire training anyway. Unbelievable. We will. Yeah. We played the clip of Jim DiIorio talking about this from an FBI perspective. You're always trying to recruit and nurture cooperators. So yeah, you can do fun, cool stuff, but what does it profit a man that he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? on occasion, Brian and I have talked about Ken Kesey and sometimes A Great Notion in particular. And, you know, the broader story around that counterculture, beat generation stuff and all of that. Let's see, Larry sends me this email. Couple of them. The World As It Was is very interesting stuff. Here's a film about the 1950s, The World As It Was, that will tell you a great deal about life in the USA today while disabusing anyone from the notion that nostalgia for that mephitic decade is in order. For it was a time when democracy, quote unquote, tended toward totalitarianism. We were hoodwinked into precisely the worst elements of what we were told we were fighting. We've become the enemy. So let's see, in doing so, it sowed the bitter fruit that is poisoning us today. Exactly, without understanding the long-standing effects of those years, it is impossible to grasp the deepest dimensions of our current nightmare. Chapter 1 of the documentary series Four Died Trying, directed by John Kirby and produced by Libby Handros, appropriately subtitled To See Where We Are, Look Where We've Been, does that brilliantly. Series opened 4 months ago with the prologue, wherein the lives, importance, and assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., and Robert F. Kennedy are explored. How the government and media buried the truth of who assassinated them and why it matters today. There's more, but you can click on the link and go over to the site fourdiedtrying.com. fourdiedtrying.com, and there's some interesting stuff over there, including a video podcast series, I guess, you know, do we call that a vlog anymore, on the American Exception channel. And interesting episodes. The latest entry, 8 years of bio-censorship, bio-war censorship, Jeffrey K. David Talbot, DCC 26. And DCC is the Devil's Chess Club. And David Talbot, of course, wrote The Devil's Chess Board. It's a reference to this kind of stuff, and there's a, I think my favorite post about it was maybe the Intercept post by John Schwartz back in 2015. A new biography traces the pathology of Alan Dulles and his appalling cabal. Unless you believe we're governed by shape-shifting space lizards, your darkest suspicions about how the world works may be an underestimate. And so John Schwartz wrote, as I read The Devil's Chessboard, Alan Dulles, the CIA, and the Rise of America's Secret Government, a new book by Salon founder David Talbot, I couldn't help thinking of an obscure corner of 1970s history, the Safari Club. And so goes the story. Well, let me just give you a little bit of this because we're here. Why not? And then we'll go to the clip that I mentioned. Dulles, the Princeton man and white shoe corporate lawyer, who, well, you know, they're all Madison Avenue white shoe corporate lawyers. Sullivan and Cromwell types like Peter Thiel, for example, who served as a CIA director from 1953 to 61, still the longest tenure in agency history, died in 1969 before the Safari Club was conceived. And nothing about it appears in the Devil's Chessboard, but to understand the Safari Club is to understand Alan Dulles and his milieu. Any normal person would likely hear the Safari Club saga as a frightening story of totally unaccountable power. But if there's one thing to take away from the Devil's Chessboard, it's this. Alan Dulles would have seen it differently, as an aspiring tale of hope and redemption, which tells us precisely why, you know, when you look at the CIA and it seems victorious over the plebs at this point, why it presents itself as an inspiring tale of hope and redemption, in the words of John Schwartz. So just to finish, continuing, he wrote, because what the Safari Club demonstrates is that Dulles' entire spooky world is beyond the reach of American democracy. Even the most energetic post-World War II attempt to rein it in was in the end as effective as trying to lasso mist. And today, we've largely returned to the balance of power Dulles set up in the 1950s. As Jay Rockefeller said in 2007, when he was chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, don't you understand the way intelligence works? Do you think that because I'm chairman of the Intelligence Committee that I just say, I want it, give it to me? They control it, all of it, all of it, all the time. You can read the rest of the piece for yourself, but for now, we'll go back to the Richard theme clip for a second from DEF CON 22, which was titled DEF CON 22 Richard Theme, The Only Way to Tell the Truth is in Fiction. Go ahead, please.
Games. Now, you can't read that. I do that once in a while to show you why the Challenger went down. They couldn't read the slide about the O-ring because there was so much dense information in small print on the slide that its importance was lost in the sheer density of it. Well, this, believe it or not, is a tweet. Now, I know a tweet is only 144 characters. I'm not as stupid as I look. But the top is the tweet, and it said, compare this, and what he did is list many things that Snowden had outed using proprietary information, and he said, compare it with this. And what it's, well, that didn't work. What it's compared with is a long passage that he photographed and attached to his tweet, which is the words of a dying intelligence agent who says, let me tell you, in effect, what we do. And he did a point-by-point comparison of what Snowden had outed and what my short story had said. Now, when the short story was published, I got a phone call from a different friend at the agency, and he said, this reminds me of 3 Days of the Condor, the Redford movie about the analyst who reads fiction to find out what's going on. 95% of your story isn't fiction, he said, but you have to know which 95% to have the key to the code. So he was right. And we agreed that people would think the stuff about Roswell, my little sci-fi scenario of aliens crashing their scout ship loaded with computer chips and fiber optics and the like, so that humans would build the internet because they were finding it so boring and tedious to go to cocktail parties in Georgetown to try to learn everything they could about us. And it was so much easier to give us the means of building the internet onto which we would then project the total contents of our lives and work and souls. And they could just download Earth thinking, which was much more convenient. Well, this is an agent saying, let me tell you what we do. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can look at the story in the book. It's called Zero Day Roswell. But the part of the story that was true was all the things that he said is what we do, because I knew that this is what we do. The story was published in 2006. Now, Tim Melley, the academic I mentioned, said this: when democracy relies on entertainment to provide knowledge of its secret affairs, as in fact all of the stories one way or another in mind games do, the contradictions of empire are normalized to invisibility through a blurring of fictional and real operations. Now, here's an example. Animal Farm was an animated film, full-length animated film. I still call them cartoons because that's what we called them when I was growing up. But it was a full-length film of the George Orwell book, Animal Farm, and it was made by the CIA. It was created entirely by the CIA, manufactured by the CIA, and disseminated by the CIA through other fronts. And that was typical of what was being done in the 1950s. It was a suspension of democracy, a conscious decision by the government to suspend democracy in its actions in order to preserve democracy in its fictional context, i.e., our lives. And in that context, the CIA in the 50s and 60s became one of the largest sponsors of art and literature in the world. They stood up magazines, periodicals. My own encounter with that was I took a course at Northwestern from Stephen Spender, the British intellectual, and he was the editor of Encounter. And Encounter for 20 years was the leading non-communist left-wing periodical in Europe, intellectual periodical. And he claimed at the end, his wife Natasha said he was so naive he probably meant it, that he didn't know that for those 20 years, the only reason funds continued to flow into the magazine is that from the beginning to the end, it was a CIA operation. And there were 20 other major periodicals in the world and many other minor periodicals, as well as using the periodicals in the media of the world or making movies. The CIA published, not under its own imprint, but through regular publishers, things are not what they seem, over 1,000 books. It appointed itself a Ministry of Culture to combat the Soviet Ministry of Culture. And the way George Kennan put it George Kennan was one of the formulators of our foreign policy under Eisenhower, and he said we need to act after the 1947 National Security Act in such a way that the U.S. can publicly disclaim any responsibility for the covert actions we do, because Eisenhower realized early on, you can read a book called Total Cold War, 600 pages about that, Eisenhower realized that in the absence of a nuclear exchange, which sane men and women would not have, the only way to win and fight the Cold War was through words, icons, glyphs, symbols, through propaganda, through disinformation. And there was no way to do disinformation that did not cause blowback, that is, that did not include all of the American people in the false scenarios and creative narratives that came out and through the media into the mind of society without having everybody part of that disinformation campaign. You couldn't deceive the Soviets without deceiving the American people.
And so there you go. Brings new meaning to the controversial phrase by William Casey. Barbara Honegger said he said it, and that disappeared from the Quora answers. She's a controversial figure, but still, she said, she detailed, you know, here was the meeting. I was there when William Casey said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." She explained the context even. And it also shines a bright light on the Smith-Mont Modernization Act and so many other things. You know, in other words, things are going swimmingly well. You couldn't deceive the Soviets without deceiving the American people. So the American people themselves. And so the point, you know, really is Junior is rushing off to military service to become a soft operator, to become a, you know, fabled CIA case officer like Enrique Rick Prado himself, only no one will know. And because, you know, he's defending democracy. Well, you know what? Do it for free. Let's all do it for free. Smelly Butler was right. The best way to smash the racket is to take the profit out of it. And I think the way he put it was, if we say we have a powwow before we go to war, we all agree we're going to war, and in that process we say that, you know, foreign policy experts like Patrick Claussen are going, they're definitely on the front lines But we, you know, everyone in America gets paid like an E-1. Everyone. From the president, George Soros, Bill Gates. No dipping into, you know, slush funds here and there. Everyone exists. Everyone subsists like an E-1. Smedley Butler said, if we do that, then I bet you no war will last more than 30 days. By golly, I think he was onto something. I think he had a point. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. Ready to race to you. These days are ours. These days are ours.
Welcome back. final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast. It's interesting. You know, the CIA has their terrorist organization. The CIA World Factbook has their, they have their page, terrorist organizations. CIA World Factbook lists 68 terrorist organizations, you know, quote unquote, terrorist groups designated by the U.S. State Department, which is a captured agency. If you're not familiar, watch J. Edward Griffin's interview with Norman Dodd, who is the unimpeachable witness, Norman Dodd, talking about how, you know, the shift in, let's say, foreign policy that World War I represents, and the watershed moment. Never again, speaking of never again, will we return to pre-1914 America. That was their idea, and they said we have to capture the State Department. In the process of doing that, State Department is captured, and all the little functionaries, I mean, you know, they're not that clever, they're not that far ahead of people. It's just, it's a sprawling archipelago that is so mind-bogglingly, incomprehensibly evil, lying to people along the way. This reminds me, you know, I mentioned Alan Watt from time to time. There's an excerpt from a broadcast he did, I want to say 2008. Maybe I'll find that. Maybe we'll play that. But, you know, he mentioned Toynbee. And the fact that Toynbee spilled the beans back in 1931, the trend of international affairs since the war, Royal Institute of International Affairs, the speech given at Copenhagen. And, you know, he said all the time, you know, he said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to destroy national sovereignty. Let me see if. Wow. I'll give you the full citation on the other side of the break. We're headed into a break. The second hour's coming up. Stick around. I'll give you the citation when we come back right after this short break.
Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Rasayana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.